podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So it's been fun watching Jeremy's family grow over the last couple of years. Little Lila is now, she's 8 months.
3 months?
3 months old.
Yeah.
Wow.
But little boy Reed, the little man, is 4 years old, and you said he had a first this weekend.
He did. His first experience with youth sports.
Mm.
For some reason, Nicole thought that it'd be a good time to start him into soccer. Okay. You know, like I've talked about on the air before, this kid hates anything physical.
Right.
So we loaded up the old SUV and headed out Saturday morning, bright and early at 8 a.m. with a tired little four-year-old and his oversized soccer shirt.
Right.
That goes
his
down
dress,
to like
yeah.
his shins. And he had his little cleats on and his little shin guards. Oh. And he went out there with about four or five other little kids who were totally into soccer. And, you know, they did their warm-up, their stretches. They did a quick warm-up of duck, duck, goose. Oh, this will be fun. This is great.
Love the goose.
Isn't that funny? And they started playing the little game, little three-on-three. And they started swapping the kids in and out. And Reed was out there. Not quite getting the hang of it. Maybe his cleats were too big. I don't know.
Did he kick the ball?
He kicked the ball. He was the only kid walking around the field with his hands in his pockets. He'd just be walking around, wandering around a little bit, and we're like, get the ball!
You did get video of this, right?
I did. And then he made it about 10 minutes in before about four of the kids went for the ball all at once. He was one of them. And he got kicked in the knee.
Oh, no.
Crying commenced.
Probably 200 kids out there because of multiple soccer fields. Only kid that day I saw crying his eyes out. Bawling. Bawling.
Your little man.
Running from the middle of the soccer field going, Mommy!
Oh.
Over to the side. And he was out for the rest of the game.
Oh,
he refused
no.
to go back in. No matter how much I pulled him up to the line and was giving him a pep talk. You got this. The coach was like, come on, buddy. Let's get back in. Crying his eyes out, refused to go back in.
He only had one practice before this game, right?
Right, which was before the game. It's a funny little thing. They have a half-hour practice and then a half-hour game. I'm like, really? Come on, man. You can't make it through an hour here?
Oh.
So he's refusing to go back this next Saturday. So I started yesterday. I'm taking him out back and doing soccer practice, one-on-one soccer practice with him the rest of the week so he can go out there and try to kill it on Saturday.
You know, you showed me a home video last week of Reed running around your kitchen singing It's All about That Bass by Meghan Trainor. Maybe he is more of a sidelines cheerleader.
And
you know,
you should have heard the things I was saying on the sidelines. Nicole's like, shut up. Don't let him hear you. Shut up. Because I was like, well, we should have put him in dance class. When does gymnastics start?
He could be like one of the Nuggets dancers.
He's all about that bass.
You wouldn't have been kicked with a cleat, but a high kick.
So bless his little heart, he had a horrible time.
So you've got 5 days.
I've got 5 days
to
toughen him up. And I started yesterday. We went out back for about a half an hour. Yeah. And, you know, I kicked him multiple times. Not hard, but, you know, we one-on-one with the ball. And I, you know, kind of purposely give him a little bit extra there in the shin or maybe kind of shove him down a little bit. And I was like, you got to get back up. Get back up. This is what's going to happen on the field.
Shove daddy down.
And he started shoving me and getting in my kitchen. And he started having a really good time yesterday. So I think after 5 days, he might go back out on Saturday and try to whoop up a little bit.
Yeah, he may be a bully next week.
I tell you guys, it was so embarrassing. You know, I was the only dad out there going, are you kidding me? Looking down, Reed's ball in his eyes.
All the girls were playing on the other field. Nobody
co-ed. It's co-ed. So the little girls are out there just whooping up on these other boys. I'm like, that little girl's not crying. Get out there. She's beating them. I'm not going out.
No.
I got to go to one of these soccer games. This will be fun.
It's pretty entertaining just watching those kids,
too. I meant to go. I thought it was last week and I was going to go. I really meant to go and I forgot all about it.
Well, I don't know if it's worth your time. I don't know how. Maybe give him one more Saturday to see if he's
Let me make
participating.
Sure, because it would be all the way across town for me.
All the way. Just
I'm not
going to
drive
there.
Over there to watch him sit on the sideline and drink a Capri Sun.
And cry like a little Nancy.
Right. We can see Jeremy do that every morning.
God. So there's that.
Oh, buddy.
That's a story for you to remember for the
forever.
Rest of your life.
Who knows? He might get a college soccer scholarship. Mm-hmm. This is where it started.
Or he could be a Nuggets dancer.
Or that.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.